Thank you. I was here yesterday morning, I mean, just to appraise the situation. But since then, things have really degenerated. Overnight, students in Zikol Independence Hall started massive protests about 1 a.m. They went around the campus instigating other students. And this morning, they went around the campus again, attacking students, threatening lives and property. And management met this a short while ago. And we have decided that students should go, I mean, they should proceed on an indefinite vacation until the Senate meets and recalls the students. So in effect, students are expected to vacate all the halls of residence, not later than 4 p.m. today. So they have between now and 4 p.m. to vacate all the halls of residence, their classes, their laboratories, or the university library system until further notice. So because we've had a lot of threat from students, many of them wearing masks, so you can't even identify them, and that is very dangerous. We have a duty to protect the lives and the property entrusted in our care.
Okay, Mr. Bachelor, the reason why the council decided to meet and I asked the student to go home before 4 p.m. today is to just be able to maintain the peace on campus, so that there won't be the student will not go out of their way to start destroying things.
That is part of the reason, you know, because a student was rusticated for a semester. Ordinarily, that particular student should have been expelled for gross misconduct. But the student disciplinary committee recommended that it should be given a one semester rustication. That was why the NANTS, Southwest Zone, came here with students from Federal College of Agriculture, the Polytechnic Ibadan, Ladoke Akintola University of Technology. They infiltrated this campus yesterday, maybe about the last 48 hours. Mm. So don't even know who among them are
still around.
Bona fide UI students. So they are still around, and they are threatening peace and stability of the campus. They went around it, they went to physics department, disrupted the classes all over the campus, barricaded the central administration. They even came to the Senate chamber, where we were supposed to have a meeting at 10 o'clock. So we think this place should not be turned into a war zone. And it's in the interest of everyone that we should ask the students to go home. And part of our complaint has been that we don't have 24-hour water supply and electricity supply. So when they get to their respective homes, there will be 24/7 water and electricity supply. They can take a sabbatical. And when the situation will have stabilized, then Senate in its